There's a great Rishon by the name of Rav Yisrael Isserlin. And Rav Yisrael Isserlin lived in the 15th century, and he wrote a sefer called Tshumas HaDeshen. Tshumas HaDeshen is the title he chose because there are 354 shilas that he addresses, and the gematria of Deshen is 354, so he named the sefer Tshumas HaDeshen. So Rav Yisrael Isserlin wrote the sefer, and this sefer is a major source of many of the Pesachim in the Ramah, major sefer in Halacha. And in that sefer, in Tshumas HaDeshen, he has a intriguing question that's raised him. Now, many times when shilas were sent to various Rabbanim, you have no idea who's asking the question, and you're not sure if the relevance and how serious to take the shilas. But the Shach points out that the shilas that were sent to the Tshumas HaDeshen were written by the Tshumas HaDeshen himself. Meaning, he posed his own questions and formulated it into a shaila, and he gave the tshuva. So even in the questions of the sefer, the Tshumas HaDeshen, there's great importance and great significance. And this intriguing question that he asks, Rav Yisrael Isserlin wants to know what happened, what was the status of Eliyahu HaNavi's wife? We know that Pinchas was Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi disappeared. He vanished. He just left this world. So what was the status of his wife? Was his wife now single? She lost her husband. Her husband died? Or no, well, there was never a death, so maybe she is still attached to Eliyahu HaNavi. She can't marry someone else. Okay, interesting question. But then he asks, or he says, well, why am I asking this question? Perhaps this is my dehava hava. What happened, happened. This happened hundreds of years ago. What's the halachic relevance of Eliyahu HaNavi's wife nowadays? She's been dead for hundreds of years. So he says, because just as Eliyahu HaNavi, or just as Pinchas was zocha to the level to be Eliyahu HaNavi, so too anybody else in this world could reach those same heights. In fact, the Gemara tells us Rabbi Shimon Levi also was able to reach the level of Arichas Yamim and never dying. So too anyone else could reach this. Now, it's obviously a very lofty goal, but it's in the realm of reality, says the Tshumas HaDeshen. That's a possibility that someone could also be zocha to the level of Arichas Yamim, of Pinchas, and Eliyahu. So how in the world, if it's really in the world of Teva, how in the world does one reach such heights? Now, there's another question, another impossibility that Pinchas experienced, that after the Ma'aseh Shehaya with Zimri and Cosby Bas Tzur, Pinchas, as a reward, received Bris Kunas Olam. He became a Kohen. And that's also impossible, because the Gemara tells us that, or rather the Psukim tells us that, only Bnei Aaron, the children and the descendants thereafter, could be Kohanim. Pinchas was not a child, a descendant of Aaron. He's a relative. He was a nephew. But he wasn't a child or grandchild of Aaron. So how in the world was he able to be zocha de bris kunas olam? So Shimshon Pinchas explains that there's the way in which Teva works. Nature works. There's a certain order. There's a seder of Teva. And everything branches off, a child from the father, from the grandfather. Everything comes down naturally. People are natural circumstances. And sometimes, though, people are zocha to jump above, to jump levels, to jump out of that box of Teva. And sometimes people are experience challenges in life. They feel like they're in a box. There's no place to go. They're struggling in Parnassa. They can't find a job. They're not being successful. They're in this box as if nothing's working for them. They feel like they're stuck. Or sometimes they're born to a certain family with many struggles, a broken home. And it's not their fault, but it's their circumstances and nothing they can do about it. And it's just not fair. They've been boxed into this situation. Or they have personal struggles, personal challenges. Or maybe they are not matzliach in their learning. They're not matzliach in school, in shalom bayis. They feel like they're just stuck in this situation. There's no place to turn. There's no exit strategy. There's no Pesach. That's much easier said than done. But sometimes, says Rav Shimshon Pinchas, that you have to push yourself over. Push yourself over the limit. You can't give yourself a threshold. Al pi teva, in the way nature works, there's no exit. There's no Yeshua. But he says if you push harder. If you push harder, how do you push harder? You push harder if you have bitachon. Much easier said than done, as I said. If a person has bitachon, and if a person is mosa nefesh, that combination, you're not going to be bound, you're not going to be boxed in to the situation that you're in. Yes, al pi teva, looking around, there's no way out. But there's always a Pesach you could break through. Pinchas was standing and observing the event of Zimri and Cosby Bas Tzur. And no one knew what to do. And they looked to Moshe, and Moshe forgot the halacha. No one knew what to do. Moshe forgot the halacha, who was the source. Al pi teva, they only knew the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. It came from Hashem to Moshe to Klal Yisrael. And if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the halacha, well, how would anyone else know the halacha? And Pinchas didn't want to feel stuck in that situation. And Pinchas says it's impossible to be boxed in. Yes, al pi teva, the shoresh, the source of all Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know the halacha. He forgot the halacha. But there's something that's lamal min hateva. There's always an exit. There's always a Yeshua. There's always a way to figure things out. And Pinchas had bitachon. Pinchas was mosa nefesh. And he remembered. He dug deep into the recess of his memory. And he remembered the halacha. He didn't give up. He didn't just say, oh, and just fold his cards and say, well, Moshe doesn't know, I don't know. He kept pushing himself. And he remembered the halacha. And he was able to jump. He was able to surpass Moshe Rabbeinu. He did that what seemed to be the impossible. And he remembered the halacha. And he implemented the halacha. And he ended up killing Zimri and Cosby Bas Tzur. Says of Shimshon Pinchas, and since he did the impossibility, he went l'malim nateva, sirizoche to briskunas olam, which was l'malim nateva. Al pi teva, only b'nei Aaron or zoche to be the Kohanim. But since he went l'malim nateva, he didn't give up when no one knew the halacha, he was zoche to l'malim nateva, to be a Kohen, even though he wasn't b'nei Aaron. And so too, he was zoche to arichas yamim, to Eliyahu Navi, to never die, which is also l'mal me'teva. In teva, there's misa. In teva, there's mortality, there's death. But Pinchas didn't subject himself to teva. He went l'mal me'teva in everything that he did. And he was zoche to arichas yamim. And so to any time we feel these struggles, we feel like there's no way to look, that we've done so bad, and in ruchnius we're so low, there's no way to make ourselves better. There's no way out of a situation. There's always a way out of the situation. And that's what the Tolda Yaakov Yosef tells us when Avram and Sarah were in Zochet to children. The Mefurish Pasuk. The Yetel saw Chutz of a Yomer Abedna Shemaim. Go outside. Look into the Shemaim. The Safra Kochavim im Tuchal the Spur Awesome. Count the stars if you're able to. But Yomer Lo Ko Yezarecha. That's going to be your children. Like the stars. Up until now, Al pi teva, they were in Zochet. But Hashem says, V'yotzei el chutz, go outside. Sometimes you need to leave the teva. There's another way. There's another way to save yourself. Another Yeshua. Step outside. Don't lock yourself into the teva. The Medrash tells us that when Klal Yisrael got to Kriyas Yamsuf, when they got to Yamsuf itself, and it was about to tear apart and split, the Sar Shel Mitzrayim started to complain. Manish shanu elu me elu. What's different about the Mitzrayim and Klal Yisrael? Halulu of the Avodah Zarah, halulu of the Avodah Zarah. They both did Avodah Zarah. Says the Medrash, but Klal Yisrael has pitacha. Al pi teva, you're right. Al pi teva, halulu of the Avodah Zarah, halulu of the Avodah Zarah. But once you have pitacha, that there's something lemalim teva, that you're able to go above that, and trust in Hashem, And to be moser nefesh, would that be tachon? So then you're zocha to something like kriyas yamsef. You're zocha to a nes. You're zocha to kunas olam. You're zocha to Yeshua. You're zocha to richas yam. And so there's a beautiful maisa. The Berditch River was once very, very ill. And the doctor said that there's not much we could do at this point and just daven. He doesn't need visitors. He can sleep and daven. And so everyone made sure no one entered into the most inner room of the Kedushas Levi, the Berditch River. And they're all davening outside for refuah. And suddenly they hear a big thud inside the room. And they ran inside the room to check on the Kedushas Levi, and they saw that he was lying on the floor. And they raced over to him and quickly picked him up, put him back on the bed. They put these railings around the bed to make sure it wouldn't happen again. And they secured the railings. They left again. And they started to daven. And not too long after, they start to hear the sound, the voice of the Kedushas Levi requesting some Netilas Yadayim. And they run into the room and they see he's sitting up on bed. He's asking for some water for Netilas Yadayim. And then this Paul asked what happened, how moments ago he fell off the bed. Prior to that he couldn't even walk. He was so ill, and suddenly he's sitting up ready to wash his hands. And so the Berditch River said to them, that I have a Mesara from my Rebbe. I have a tradition as follows. The Magen Mimezritch told me that the Pasuk HaBoteach B'Hashem Chesed Yisov Avenu. HaBoteach B'Hashem, those who trust in Hashem, Chesed Yisov Avenu, are going to be surrounded by Chesed, by Yeshua. Hashem is going to show tremendous chesed for such people. He says this is not a reward for bitachon, but it's the way the world works. Within the way the world works, there's teva and there's lemalam teva. But even that lemalam teva can be accessed from this world. It's part of the science of the world. There's a teva and then there's lemalam teva. And how do you access that? Poteach b'Hashem, chesed yisov avenu. And so I thought to myself, this Mesorah from my Rebbe, from the Magid, HaPoteach B'Hashem Yechasi Yisov Avenu. I knew this would make me better, it would give me Yeshua. I thought about it, I tried walking, and I collapsed. I said to myself, it has to be true. If the Magid Mimedjid said it, it has to be true. I must have had some fakus in my mind whether this is really true. Whether Poteach B'Hashem really works, whether really Chesed Yisov Avenu. So I thought harder. And I told myself, the Magid said it, it must be true. Boteach b'Hashem, chesed yisovenu. I thought, I convinced myself, I realized that it is the truth. That within the reality, there's teva, and there's even lamala min teva. There's no situation, there's no boxing in. There's always a way up. There's always a way out. And I thought about it, and with that, I was able to stand up and have a refuah. And so we should all be zocher in these trying times, in the 3 weeks when things are dark and low. We should never box ourselves in. We should always think of the bitachon, the trust in Hashem, like Pinchas, who is zocha to the impossibilities, and like the Kedushas Levi, and to be zocha to Boteach B'Hashem, Chesed Yisov Avenu.